بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, we are once again in this gathering, the most blessed and beautiful gatherings that exist on the surface of this earth, the gathering of knowledge in the greatest places and the most beloved places to Allah Azza wa Jal, the house of Allah. And because of that, as we promised you last week, we'll focus tonight on another etiquette of Islam, another adab that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and led by a great example, the etiquette of the mosque. The etiquette of the mosque, which is what we're in right now. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the most beloved places to Allah are the mosques, and the most hated places to Allah are the markets. The mosques are the most beloved places to Allah because of the rememberings of Allah and the continuous rememberings of Allah Azza wa Jal that takes place in it. And the markets are the most hated places to Allah because of the increase of the foolish talk that takes place in the markets. This is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered mankind to build a house where Allah Azza wa Jal becomes generous to his visitors. Allah Almighty says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. That these houses, the mosques, are for Allah, so do not associate another Lord with Allah. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Houses that Allah Azza wa Jal had ordained for His name to be called out in it, and for His remembrance to be remembered. Men, nothing will distract them from this foolish and this worldly materialistic things. Men, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among those men and the companions who were around him, nothing will distract them and nothing will occupy them from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and to pray to Allah and pay the zakat. They fear one thing, they fear Allah and they fear the day of judgment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, a narration of a hadith al-Qudsi, فيما يرويه عن ربه سبحانه وتعالى إن بيوتي في أرضي المساجد وإن زواري فيها عمارها فطوبى لعبد تطهر في بيته ثم زارني في بيتي فحق على المزور أن يكرم زائره. Allah Azza wa Jal says that my houses on earth are the mosques, and my visitors are those ones who build the mosque. So these houses of Allah are not built by the bricks or the structure of it. It's built by the believers that build these houses. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Tuba, which is a position in the paradise for those ones who come and visit me in my house. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what Allah says, it's a right on the guest to be looked after and the one that earns the place to be generous to them. And you are the guest of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those ones who come to pray in the house of Allah, attend lessons in the house of Allah, are the guests of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the most generous to His guests. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, whoever believes in Allah on Day of Judgment, be generous to your guests. So it's an order from Allah to us to be generous to our guests. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the most generous one to His guests. And His guests are the believers who build this mosque with their iman and hearts, not with the bricks and the structure of this mosque. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes a sign of a believer that the ones that attend the mosque. And he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلِ يَعْتَادَ الْمَسَاجِدَ فَاشْهَدُ لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. عليه الصلاة والسلام says that whoever you see constantly attending the mosque, a regular comer to the mosque, then witness that are believers. A sign of belief and a sign of a believer is a regular comer to the mosque, continuous comer to the mosque. Their hearts are attached to the mosque. And that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that seven people, Allah will shade them under His shade, when there's no shade except His shade. And one of them, رَجُلٌ مُتَعَلِّقٌ قَلْبُهُ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A man's heart is attached to the mosque. A man's heart is attached to the mosque. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, these five prayers, it's the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to pray him in jama'ah. And then he says, by Allah among us, by Allah from among us, we will know who is the hypocrite by not attending the mosque. We will know who is the hypocrite by not attending the mosque. And then he says, by Allah, you could see the believer being dragged by two believers carrying him when he's ill to come and attend the prayer. That's how important the attendance of the mosque, and that's how important it is for the Muslims to be regular comers and to be believers and true believers by attending the mosque and being regular comers to the mosque. Also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the rewards of attending the mosque, مَنْ غَدَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ أَوْرَاهُ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نُزُلًا كُلَّمَا غَدَى أَوْرَاهُ. He says that every man or every person, every believer that attends the mosque during the day and night, Allah Azza wa Jal prepares for him. Allah prepares for him a position in the paradise for every time he attends the mosque. So now by you attending the mosque tonight, Allah had prepared a position for you in the paradise. And for yesterday attending the mosque, Allah had prepared another position for you in the paradise. And for you to attend the mosque tomorrow, Allah will prepare another position for you in the paradise. And for you to attend the mosque five times a day, Allah will prepare five positions for you in the paradise. What more do you want? What more do you want? How is it someone saying to come to him, a king, that you come to him and check on him five times. And every time you come to his house, he gives you a check of $1,000. Who will hesitate to do that? Then how about the King of the Kings, Allah Azza wa Jal? How about the Lord of this universe, when he tells you to come to his house and pray in his house, and for every time you pray in his house, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you a position in the paradise. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلًا كُلَّمَا غَدَى أَوْرَاحُ. This nation, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had been blessed with something that no other nation had been ever been blessed with. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one of those things that Allah made him and his nation special and different than the other nations, that Allah made the whole ground a place of worship for people to pray. Where the previous nations, they were not allowed to pray only in a mosque. They were only allowed to pray only in a mosque or a place of worship. But the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been given the honor to pray everywhere. And the best place to pray is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best place to pray is to attend the mosque of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and to pray in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I'm in the mosque of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the places of worship that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had showed the believers. And this is not counting the benefits that you take out of the mosque. When you attend the mosque and you see all the different Islamic activities from halaqat ilm, or reciting the Quran al-Kareem, or seeking knowledge, all these different things in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that increases your iman and puts you in the right environment. For a believer should all the time look for the good places and the right environment that suits him and suits his religion. Not suits him and his desires, suits him and his religion. And the best places are the mosques. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنَ عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and encourage and enjoy one another on the birr, the good of good, and taqwa, the fear of Allah. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not enjoy, encourage one another for the forbidden and evil. And he also says, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشَّتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. That in a group of people that get together in the house of Allah, remembering Allah or learning the book of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will descend down His sakina, tranquility, that beautiful feeling that you get when you're in a gathering. Ya akhwan, wallahi, the tranquility and the peace and the calmness that you get in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, you do not even get that in your own house. This is the sakina that Allah Azza wa Jal puts in His house. And also the rahmah, the mercy that Allah Azza wa Jal surrounds the believers with. And what more better to be around the mercy of Allah? When you're in the mercy of Allah, you are protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are also surrounded by the angels, the best beings. And when you are surrounded by someone, you'll definitely get something from their good attributes. And the good attributes, and the only good attributes in the angels, their love and the piety and the righteous deeds. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and Allah Azza wa Jal remembers them the way they remembered Him. And what more of honor to get than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembering you. Because of this, there are etiquettes. And we say etiquettes, adab, manners, ways. When you attend the mosque, that you must do and respect. When you attend the mosque, know that you're attending the most greatest and holiest and respected place. And because you're attending that place, this place deserves all the respect and all the honor that this place gets from its visitors. And one of the things that Islam calls for is ta'zim sha'air Allah. And sha'air Allah, the sha'ira of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the symbols of Islam. And the mosques are one of the greatest symbols of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And those ones who greaten and honor the symbols of Allah, this greatening and the honor or honoring the symbols of Allah is from the taqwa, from piety. The taqwa is when you honor the symbols of Islam. The mosque is one of the symbols of Islam. The Islamic code is one of the symbols of Islam. The Quran is one of the symbols of Islam. The Hajj is one of the symbols of Islam. A true believer, and it's recommended by the believers and the Muslims, to honor and respect the symbols of Islam. Honor them. The scholars are the symbols of Islam. All the symbols of Islam that people recognize Islam with. The hijab, a symbol of Islam. It's the duty on a Muslim, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to honor and respect those symbols, because it's part of piety and taqwa. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-masjidu baytu kullu taqiyin, wa takaffala Allahu liman kana al-masjidu baytuhu bil-rawhi wal-rahmati, wal-jawazi ala al-sirati ila ridwanillahi ila al-jannah. The mosque is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the place for every pious person. And whoever is in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah had promised to send down His tranquility, mercy, and make them go fast on the Sirat and Nahi after to the paradise that Allah Azza wa Jal had promised. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had highly encouraged, and Islam had highly encouraged to build the mosques. Even if it's building a small area of the mosque. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that anyone builds a house for Allah, even a small spot, that he described a place where the bird could lay an egg, that's how small that place is, Allah Azza wa Jalla built for them a palace in the paradise. And building the mosques, or contributing into the mosques, is one of the sadaqah jariyah. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَنْقَطِعُ عَمَلُ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ وَصَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. One of them is sadaqah jariyah, that the deeds of the son of Adam are cut and paused after his death, and there are only three things that continue his rewards after his death, and one of them is a continuous sadaqah, which is the mosques. For every person that prays in this house of Allah, or attends the house of Allah, because of your effort building this house of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will continue giving you the rewards till even after your death. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned even to contribute into the mosque, even with the smallest thing, by putting a lamp, a light. The alayhi salatu was salam, he said that the angels will continue asking Allah to forgive this person that put that light to the day of judgment. So contributing into the mosque with the minimal thing that you could contribute with, whether it's your work or your wealth, or putting something in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only attending the mosque, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, but even walking to the mosque, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, for every step that you take coming to the mosque, Allah Azza wa Jalla will record and write for you a good deed, and wipe for you a bad deed, and Allah will elevate you one level in the paradise higher. For every step you take to the mosque, that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, some of them would deliberately be far away from the mosque so they could increase from the footsteps coming to the mosque. That one of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I know this man comes from the furthest part of Medina to the mosque. And one day he asked him, when did he get closer to the mosque? He said, by Allah, I want Allah to record all the good deeds for every step I'll take to this mosque. Subhanallah, how amazing. That so these days, a car that even takes few minutes, and we're still lazy to attend the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give the good and the glad tidings to those ones who walk during the darkness, the prayers that take place in the dark, which is Salat al-Isha, and Salat al-Fajr, and Salat al-Maghrib. Allah says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to tell those people that walk during those times, during the dark, with the full light in the hereafter. If people know what's in those prayers, they'll fight over it. They'll even run to it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, even if it's crawling over ice. This is the mosque that people neglect coming to, or maybe think to themselves, I come once a week and it's enough to come once a week. The etiquettes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem is when you come to the mosque, you come with calmness and tranquility, and what Allah said, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, to come with clean, modest, good clothes. A Muslim represents themselves in the best and proper manner. And cleanliness, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, at-taharatu shatrul imam, that the purification is half or a great portion of Iman. And this includes your physical, your body purification, the tahara of your body and the tahara of your clothes. And the duty of a Muslim when they come to the mosque is to be in the best presentable way. The way when you go to a classy place or something big, you try and fix yourself and look good and give a good image. Then there's no better place than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah himself had ordered you to come in a good, pure, clean, modest clothes. And this applies for both men and women. For the men to come in clean, good, representable clothes. Not to have stinking clothes or ate something stinking that turns people off. And for the woman to come in good, clean, modest, baggy, non-attractive, and no cosmetics and tabarruj into the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya bani Adama, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjidin. O the children of Adam, take your decoration in your clothes when you come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the greatest places. The same thing that when we go for a job interview, we think about how we look and how our clothes are. Same thing we think about when we come to the houses of Allah, because we have a greater interview, a meeting with the greatest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever performs wudu in his house and comes to the house of Allah azza wa jal, Allah will wipe for every step a bad deed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record for every good step a good deed. When you enter the mosque, my brothers and sisters, the sunnah is that you enter the mosque with the right leg. And when you exit with the left leg. The etiquette of the mosque when you enter the mosque is to enter the mosque with your right leg. And when you exit with your left leg. Saying the dua that when you enter, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi waftah li abwaba rahmatik. And when you exit, you also say, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, Allahumma inna as'alaka min khayri fadlik. And there's a lot of other ad'iyah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. These are the most two common ones. You enter the mosque with your right, and you exit with your left. And when you enter the mosque, you enter the mosque with tranquility, with peace, with calmness. Even if the jama'ah is taking place, and even if they're in the middle of the prayer, you don't run into it. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that when someone enters the mosque, enters with sakina and waqar. Enters with sakina and waqar. And sakina means tranquility, and waqar means peace. You enter the mosque, you don't run. You don't distract the rest of the musallin. And the sunnah is when someone enters the mosque and there's no jama'ah taking place, is to pray two rak'ah. Called Tahiyyat al-Masjid, called the greeting of the mosque. Those two rak'ah to be prayed any time during the day and night. Two rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start the entering of this worship, the place of worship, with a worship. And it's disliked for someone just to enter the mosque and to sit. And once you sit, you had lost the rewards of praying those two rak'ah of worship. So the sunnah is you enter the mosque with the right foot, saying Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi, waftah li abwaba rahmatik. And you enter the mosque, and you start the mosque with two rak'ah, tahiyyat al-masjid, and then you sit down or do whatever you want to do. And the sunnah is, you start the mosque, first thing that you start before speaking or anything, is the two rak'ah. Unless you see people sitting down, you give them salam and say, salamu alaykum. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, man idha dakhala ahadakum masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسَنَّ حَتَّى يُصَلِّيَ رَكْعَتَيْنَ. That anyone that enters the mosque did not sit down until they pray two rak'ah. Praying those two rak'ah is sunnah. Once you sit down, you had missed out on them. Unless there's a jama'ah taking place, you enter the jama'ah straight away. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, there is no prayer after the prayer of congregation of Farida had taken place. Even if you're in the middle of the sunnah, if you are at the beginning of the sunnah, you break it off and enter. But if you're halfway or more, then you quickly finish it off and enter the jama'ah prayer. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also forbade the foolish talk to take place in the houses of Allah.
whether it's transaction, buying and selling, or talking things that are not from the worship. This the place of worship should be restricted to a worship or what revolves around worship, from thinking about what benefits Islam and the Muslims. But to sit down, giggle, laugh, crack up jokes, run, jump for foolish things that does not benefit the Muslims or the Muslim nation, then it is forbidden by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Umar says, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عن الشراء والبيع في المسجد وأن تنشد فيه الأشعار وأن تنشد فيه الضالة. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade any type of transaction, buying and selling, and the poets to be sang for entertainment, and for someone that loses something to come and stand in front of people and say, I lost such and such, which is munashadat al-dalla, to tell people I had lost something, who found something, so on, so on. And he also says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُم مَنْ يَبِيعُ يَبْتَعُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَقُولُوا لَا أَرْبَحَ اللَّهُ تِجَارَتَكَ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُم مَنْ يَنْشُدُ فِيهِ ضَالَّةً فَقُولُوا لَا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it in a very hard way to people understand that if someone comes and sells in the mosque, tell them, may Allah not bless your transaction. And if someone comes calling for something that's lost, may Allah not return it on you. Yani, we don't do that in a harsh way, just to make people wake up. This is not a place of business, or not a place for something lost and found, or not a place for people to come and sleep. This is a holy place. It's a house of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's got to be given the most and the greatest honor and respect. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he even forbade the believers to distract others with the reading the Quran. If you have someone praying and a group of people reading the Quran, their job is to put their voice down. Something like this in the mosque. People are sitting in this corner. Of course, your job not to come and pray next to them. Okay? You're acting. That's not right. That's not the right way of acting or action. Go back and pray. But if someone is praying and then someone came, wants to get close to Allah by reading the Quran, and then they put their voice up by reading the Quran, distracting someone, the Prophet ﷺ forbade that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in the mosque making i'tikaf, and there was a group of companions sitting down reading the Quran out loud. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his head out and he says, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ مُنَاجٍ رَبَّهُ فَلَا يَأْذِيَنَّ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَلَا يَرْفَعُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْقِرَاءَ. That every single one of you is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Allah. So do not let your voices out loud when you're reading the Quran, so you do not distract your other Muslim brother. Subhanallah, and to distract someone with the Quran is forbidden. To distract someone who's praying with the Quran is forbidden. How about to distract someone with laughing or giggling or mobile phones, for example, or cars, or all these things that we've got these days? For ikhwani, let's respect one another and not distract one another when it comes in the house of Allah. And especially sometimes after the prayer, a lot of the brothers sometimes get together and start speaking out loud. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade us to distract someone praying with the Quran. Then how about talking? Distracting someone with the Quran. There is nothing better than reading the Quran. And there's nothing more better for the Quran to come on the tongue of the human being. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade us to distract someone who's praying with the Quran. Then how about distracting someone with getting together and laughing together, or speaking and so on and so on and so on. That unfortunately that does take place sometimes. For ikhwani, let's focus on that. Let's focus on that, not to distract the other musallin while they're praying with anything, even if it was the Quran. With anything, even if it was the Quran al-Kareem. Also, attending the mosque, sitting in the mosque, there's a way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to respect this place more than anyone could think about. Even the way you sit in the mosque, you shouldn't even sit in a way that disgraces this place. No one will sit in a respected place an improper way of sitting. And one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ forbade some of the companions while they were sitting is to grab their thighs and their knees and to cross their fingers together and sit like that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw a companion who was sitting, grabbing his legs and sitting like that, crossing his hands together. Alayhi salatu wassalam said, إِذَا كَانَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يُشَبِّكَنَّ فَإِنَّ تَشْبِيكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَزَالُ فِي صَلَاةٍ مَا كَانَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ حَتَّى يَخْرُجُ مِنْهِ. That whoever is at the mosque, let them not cross their hands, for crossing their hands is one of the ways of shaitan. So doing like this, one of the ways of shaitan. Or, you know how you crack your fingers, you crack your nails, it's also one of the ways of shaitan. So do not cross your hands, or crack your fingers, or anything in the mosque, because this is one of the actions of the shaitan, disrespects the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and disrespecting the house of Allah is disrespecting the owner Allah Azza wa Jal. And Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of you is still in the prayer while they are waiting for the prayer since they're at the mosque. When you come, for example, you pray Dhuhr here, and you stay for 1 hour, 2 hours waiting for Asr, you are getting the rewards that you are praying during those 2 hours. Subhanallah, you are getting the rewards of praying those 2 hours. It's also forbidden that when you hear the adhan to leave the mosque, unless you prayed, or unless you have something daruri. Once the adhan is called, it's the duty of a Muslim to stay at the mosque until he performs the jama'ah prayer with the people that pray in the mosque. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it been narrated by Abu Huraira, whoever does that had disobeyed Abu Qasim, and Abu Qasim is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also forbade for someone when they come to the mosque talking about the decoration and good appearance is to eat garlic or onion or anything with a bad smell. And that includes people who work in labor and carry stinking smells. When you come to the mosque, try and clear that smell out by taking that cloth off, changing it with another cloth, or covering it with a cloth, or putting perfume on. Alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to come out to the companions, they used to see the marks of the perfume on his face and his hair. That's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to be and looks after attending the mosque and the appearance of his when he attends the mosque. What also goes under the category of garlic and onion, even worse, is smoking. Why? Because it distracts the people next to you. And by Allah, sometimes we might get distracted from someone smelling a smells like you had smoke, worse than someone eating a kilo of garlic. That's how bad it is sometimes. Not only that, even the effects that come back to people. So the smell, ikhwani, eating garlic, eating onion, okay, try and take that, if you do so, try and take that smell out by putting a perfume, chewing a gum, whatever that takes it out, brushing your teeth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to use the siwak to take out any bad smell and attend the mosque. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, anyone that eats from those two trees, garlic and onion, let them not attend our mosque. Let them not attend our mosque. Why? Because of the distraction that comes out of distracting the musalleen next to you and distracting the soldiers and the guards of this house, which are the angels. Distracting the soldiers and the guards of this mosque, which is the angels. Another thing, when we attend the mosque, ikhwani, especially to the fathers, if you have a young child that you know who would not sit still, do not bring him at the mosque. Do not bring them at the mosque. It distracts the rest of the musalleen. So we should not bring, as it was forbidden, to bring young children that distract people during the prayer, or insane people that will be walking around and just distracting people or making people worried. Anything that distracts the musalleen or the people in this house when they, by bringing it to the mosque, it's your job to keep it. And especially people like, well, I've got my daughter, I've got my son, I don't know where to go. I want to come pray Jama'ah, pray at home. It's better for you to pray at home, better than you coming here and making everyone lose their rewards, your son or your daughter running in front of people. Sometimes becomes a Formula One with kids running in front of people when they are praying. For ikhwani, with kids, keep them home. There's no one to look after them. No one had obligated you to come and pray at the mosque with them. You'd rather pray at home and not distract the rest of the musalleen than bringing them and distracting the rest of the musalleen. Like, you know, when someone is praying and the mobile rings and Allahu Akbar, mashallah, you hear ringtones that you forget sometimes you're at the mosque. And then this person is praying and he's, mashallah, he's got the khushu' and doesn't even want to put his hands in the pocket to turn off that mobile phone, worried about his prayer to be broken. Mashallah, he distracted the whole mosque and he made everyone think different and you worried just putting your hands. Put your hands in your pocket and turn it off. There's nothing wrong with it, first of all. If you are praying and your phone rings, put your hands in your pocket and turn it off. Before you enter, you should all the time get the habit that when you enter, you turn off your phone. Put it on silent. Get that habit. That habit all the time when I enter the mosque, turn it off and remind other people to turn it off. We should have these qualities. When we care, we do. Like subhanAllah, like everywhere else, when we go to somewhere respected, we make sure we do all the protocols and the procedures required when we enter that place. When you enter the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, think too. Turn off your phone. And if your phone does ring while you're praying, put your hand inside your pocket, your bum bag, inshallah, where it is, even if it's in your socks, turn it off. But then distract the rest of the people. And your prayer is not going to be broken. Doesn't matter. Don't be worried about it. Fayakhwani, these are very important points. And lastly, the believers and the true believers and those ones who love Allah and His Prophet, they love the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of their love of the house of Allah azza wa jalla, they take care of it. Ya Ikhwani, the same thing that we take care of our houses, or take care of our parents' houses, or take care of the house of the leader of this town, or the leader of this country, this is the house of Allah azza wa jalla. Our worry should be the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very sad sometimes that people walk in this mosque or walk out as like this place is nothing and does not have any respect and honor. And people worry and care about the cleanliness of the house, but no one cares about the cleanliness of the mosque. And neglect things that take place in the mosque, who cares? Now, Ikhwan, we should all contribute into making this place the most respected place and most cleanest place and the most organized and professional place. People, for example, you see the mosque in anything, while you find a dirt on the ground, a paper, you as a Muslim should pick it up. This is the house of Allah, and you are that man that's responsible of this house. Pick it up, this paper. You see something wrong, fix it. You see something falling, put it into place. The believers that care about Allah Azza wa Jalla, His religion, care about His house, and also contributing in what you could contribute into this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether organizing things, paying things, fixing things. We should go home thinking about this house. This is the house of Allah. I'm worried about it. How can I put a time or effort or sacrifice into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? How can I fix things? How can I organize things? How can I make sure, sleeping or not, making sure that this house is in safe? This place is looked after. This place is in a perfect form. This place, so on, so on. Now Allah, I'm relaxed. There's other people looking after it. You are responsible too. For Ikhwan, we should all share a contribution into this house. And especially every place where the people are regular comers. Like for example, I'm a regular coming to Lakemba Mosque. Okay, I worry about Lakemba Mosque. And I care about Lakemba Mosque. And every day and night I think about, how can I contribute into this house? How can I do something that benefits and makes things better in this house? That's how we should think. How the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companions. For Ikhwani, have the worry of the houses of Allah azza wa jal. They are the most respected and holiest places, the most beloved places to Allah. When you want to find the mercy of Allah, you come to the house of Allah. When you want Allah to be pleased from you, you come to the house of Allah. When you want Allah to increase your iman, you come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Ikhwani, let's have the worry and the thoughts and the care of the houses of Allah. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك جزاكم الله خير